Keep your ears open as you travel through India. You'll hear mostly Hindi or English, but you might also catch some Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, or Tamil. India's always been multilingual. Something called the Linguistic Survey of India was conducted in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. It was the brainchild of linguist George Grierson. Now, recordings from the survey are online. Bruce Wallace reports.
You may not recognize this story, but you probably know it. This one, too. And this one. In fact, those are different versions of the same story, the New Testament tale of the prodigal son. They're in three different languages, the first recorded in southern India, the second in Burma, and the third in Delhi. British linguist George Grierson had everyone he documented for the Linguistic Survey of India tell the same story. That made it easier to compare the different languages. Often this meant people had to first learn the story before they could tell it to the researcher. So there are dozens of recordings of the prodigal son at the new online archive. Fortunately, though, the recordings didn't stop with the prodigal son. Most people got to pick something else they wanted to set down. Shahid Amin is the history professor at the University of Delhi who headed up this project.
The interesting thing is to see the variety of performative traditions that we are able to catch just because Grierson allowed them the second record.
And it's on these second records that stuff gets awesome. Once they got through The Prodigal Son, a lot of performers wanted to record a song. Many of the songs deal with the subjects that songs everywhere deal with: love, loss, war, in-laws. In this one, recorded at a men's college in Hyderabad in 1919, a person described as a, quote, country girl, decides to leave her lover, a prince, and return home. Sometimes the transcriptions and translations that accompany the recordings leave more questions than answers. This chorus was recorded in 1914 in northeast India, far away from Hyderabad. It has three lines that get repeated over and over. The translation is basically, "Some men are entering this house." Among Shahid Amin's favorite discoveries were recordings of Bakr Ali. Ali was a legendary practitioner of Dastangoi, an epic storytelling tradition that flourished in India during the Mughal Empire.
The whole idea is to have the audience riveted to you by making them live the moment of description so that for some time they're not that interested in action as in description. And then you bring in the action. And the stories about Bakr Ali was that if you get stuck on just describing, you know, the fingernails of the heroine, it will take 3 hours.
The third version of The Prodigal Son you heard before was by Bakr Ali. On that take, Ali's lavish description runs up against the 3.5-minute limit of the recording.
That's the only record that I know from the Linguistic Survey of India where Bakr Ali starts spinning so much yarn around the prodigal son tale that obviously he can't finish it. The fatted calf is yet to be sacrificed and the 3.5 minutes are over. Suddenly it ends with him saying, "Bakr Ali, Dastan Go, Delhi."
Amin says that this project isn't just about preserving these recordings, but making sure people can hear them.
Now that we have digitized them, anybody, anywhere in the world, especially in those nooks and corners of India from which some of these dialects and languages really belong, can now hear them and download them and do whatever they want with them, perhaps try and do a fusion number of that. I don't know.
He talks about archives like this having the potential to democratize access to information.
The digitized divide is not simply in terms of, you know, how many people have access to laptops at home. It is also how technology can enable people to have access to their own pasts.
Maybe right now, somewhere in India, the next Bakr Ali is honing his chops, settling into hour 3 of his story, just about to arrive at its first moment of action. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.